Daddy, where are you? Daddy. Oh, hi, Daddy.
What are you doing? What are you doing in my room? So what if I'm home early? I want to know. Nothing. Come on, Daddy. I know how you are. Were you creeping around my underwear again? Then what are you doing? Oh, Daddy, I know what you're doing. You're looking for your key, aren't you? Why are you lying, Daddy? Well, it's not in there. No, it's right here. Somewhere in my purse. Where is it, actually? Here it is. Your cock is in my purse, Daddy. Don't give me that look. You're a bad daddy. I was having a really good night, and you're ruining it. I know you're frustrated, Daddy, but you know I can't talk to you like this. Can you get on the floor, please? You're too tall. I said, get on your knees, Daddy, because you're making me uncomfortable. Come on, Daddy, please. You know what? Maybe I should just call that boy again. You know, my special friend that came over last time. Remember how that went? I didn't want him to beat you up, Daddy, but you were out of control. What was I supposed to do? You were scaring me. So, should I call him? Or... Okay. Thank you, Daddy. That makes me feel so much better. Doesn't that feel better? You know what? Put your hands on the floor, too. Yeah, all fours. Because it'll make me feel more comfortable. That's better. Okay, now you stay there. And I'm just gonna sit on my bed. Now, what did you want to talk about? Daddy. Daddy, I'm bored. I'm bored already. Well, I know your cock hurts, Daddy. But what does that have to do with me? I don't know how long it's been, but we agreed. Remember? I agreed? No. Don't try to gaslight me, Daddy. That makes me mad. We agreed. Remember? How I remember it, which is the way it actually went, is that we agreed that you were having some trouble controlling yourself around me. Remember that time when you tried to touch me when I didn't want you to, and you were mad at me for no good reason? I remember that night. I'd just gone out that night for some fun. It was you who was out of control, acting all jealous and all angry. And remember that other time when you tried to give me a kiss after you took me shopping and I didn't even want you to? I told you no, Daddy. And you tried to kiss me anyway. I know you're not my real daddy. You're my sugar daddy. But sometimes you make me uncomfortable. And that's exactly why we agreed to lock up your cock. Otherwise, I was gonna leave you, remember? So, we agreed that I would let you out every now and then so we could have sex whenever I felt like it. And well, I just haven't really felt like it. No, but he's different, Daddy. Well, I don't know. He's really hot, you know? What about the guys at the club? Daddy, I told you. Sometimes I just need to blow off some steam, okay? So what if I do it every night? Don't you want me to be happy, Daddy? God, how can you be so selfish all the time? Don't you care about me, Daddy? Oh my God, of course I love you. Okay, shh. Shh, Daddy. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll let you out of your cage. But first, I'm gonna show you something, okay? Here. Don't you like my short little skirt? I know you do. You stare at me like some lost little puppy whenever I wear it. And I know you like it. When I spread my legs in front of you, like this. Right, Daddy? And I know you really like it. When I pull my panties to the side, like this, so you can see my shaved pussy. What's wrong? You look like you're gonna cry. What's the matter with you, Daddy? Don't you like me? Nope, not yet. Don't be so selfish. I'm showing you something. Come on. I want you to crawl all the way over here. And put your face right in front of my pussy. No. No touching, Daddy. You're making me mad. Just put your face right there. Right in front of my cunt. What? Oh. That? That's nothing. I was just dancing with this guy at the club tonight and things got a little bit crazy. He took me into the men's bathroom and, well, you know, he really came a lot, huh? What? No, he didn't mean anything to me. I don't even remember his name. Shh! Okay, just stop. Just listen and stop interrupting me. You're being annoying. So, Daddy, here's my question, okay? If I were to unlock your cage right now, what would you do? What do you mean you don't know? I'm asking you. My pussy is right here. What would you do with it? Would you have the balls to grab me, turn me over, spank me, and then fuck me like that guy in the bathroom did? Or would you just keep whining and acting all jealous because I had a little bit of fun? Well, don't just sit there drooling, dummy. This is your big chance. What would you do? You want to make love to me? See? That's the problem with you, Daddy. I really just don't feel that way about you. And you've been so whiny lately. I just don't feel like letting you stick it in me so you can feel better either. So, you see my problem? I don't see the point in taking it out. I mean, what is the point in taking it out?
was the point in taking out that useless little cock from that cage?
You just want to worship me?
Well, that's really sweet, Daddy, but
can't you just do that with your mouth? I mean, I don't need your cock for that.
Besides, I feel so worshipped already when you take me shopping and buy me all those sexy clothes that I model for you. And when you bought me my car, I loved it so much. That was hot. By the way, it's kind of wrecked now. Yeah, well, I let one of my guy friends borrow it, and he got into a little accident. I had to take the cab home, Daddy. I mean, I'm totally okay, but it was really dirty.
Well, I know, but Daddy, Daddy, don't yell at me. See? This is what I'm talking about. Don't you see how unstable you are? First you're all whiny and pathetic, and then you get all mad and start being mean to me. Why are you treating me this way, Daddy? Don't you like me? Don't you like my pussy? My legs? These perky little tits right here? Don't you want to keep seeing them? You don't want me to leave you, do you, Daddy? Well, answer me. No? Well, don't you think you kind of owe me an apology then? For scaring me? Yeah? Well, then I want you to look at my pussy and apologize. Apologize for being so mean to me. Don't pretend like you didn't hear me. I said apologize. I don't deserve to be treated that way. Daddy, you're hurting my feelings. Where's my phone? You know what? I'm gonna call you know who. Well, then apologize. Right now. Tell me you're sorry for scaring me. Say you're sorry for being a bad daddy. Look at my pussy and apologize for being so selfish.
That's right, Daddy. See? Isn't that better? That makes me feel so much better. Daddy, you're really sorry, right? And you said that you wanted to worship me. Could you do me a little favor? Well, that guy's cum is starting to leak out of my cunt. It's gonna make a mess. Could you clean it up for me, please? Well, don't you want to worship me? Come on. Show me you love me, Daddy. If you do it, I promise I'll let you out of your cage for a little while. That's it, Daddy. That's a good Daddy. Isn't that better? See? This is what you're good for. There you go. Get your tongue in there. Lick all that cum out of me. There's a lot, isn't there? He came in me super hard. He pinned me against the bathroom counter. And then he just slammed his huge dick into me. It was really hot, Daddy. You know what else he did? He spanked me, and he called me a brat. Can you believe that, Daddy? I'm not a brat, am I? Yes. Come on. Come on. Look at harder. Oh, yeah. Come on. Not that hard. Not that hard. I'm still really sore, Daddy. His cock was so big. He stretched me out so hard. Shh, it's okay. It's okay. Just let me ride your tongue. He didn't let me come, so I'm so horny. He just finished inside of me and left me in the bathroom. He was kind of mean. God. Oh, Daddy. He told me that I was such a bad girl and I didn't deserve it. He told me that I didn't deserve to come. But I do, don't I, Daddy? I deserve it, right? Oh, God. Come here. Get your face in there. Oh my God. Oh God. Oh. Oh, that's so good. Oh, that's so good, Daddy, see? I don't need your cock for you to make me feel so good. What? Oh. No. I don't think so, Daddy. Well, I know I said I would take it off, but I just don't feel comfortable. Come on, Daddy, don't do this again. Daddy, I said no. Maybe tomorrow. Daddy, you're making me mad. You know what? That's it. I'm getting my phone. Now, get your disgusting cum face away from me. It's too late. I told you not to be so mean to me. Hey. It's me. Yeah. He's being mean to me again. Well, he's yelling at me and he's trying to make me feel bad. I didn't do anything. I don't even know what his problem is. He's trying to make me do things that I don't want to do. Can you come over and help me? Please. Thank you. Hurry up, okay? He's really scaring me. Yeah, okay. Bye.
There. You asked for it, Daddy. He's coming over. No, no, it's too late. It's too late, Daddy. You make me uncomfortable. What? Do you want to hit me, Daddy? Are you gonna run away? Go ahead. If you leave this room, it's over. We're over. You'll never see me again. Is that really what you want? But you're not going anywhere, are you? Know how I know? Because you just let me wipe my cunt all over your face, you fucking loser. I just went to the club. I let this random guy fuck the shit out of me in the bathroom. And I let him blow his load so deep inside of my pussy. And I let him fill it up so good. And then I came home to you. And you just ate some random dude's cum out of your girlfriend's pussy. You're so fucking pathetic. Don't you get it yet, Daddy? You can't leave me. You're addicted to me. I can say whatever I want. I can do whatever I want. And I will do whatever I want. You're not going anywhere. You're just like a lost little puppy. Yeah, go on and cry. I don't fucking care. But since we're, you know, being truthful here, get this in your head, Daddy. I will never fuck you. Ever. No girl like me will ever want to fuck you. Understand? Maybe if you had the balls to stand up for yourself, if you had any shred of self-respect, or if you knew how to act like a real man, you wouldn't be in this situation. But instead, you're just gonna sit there and cry in your cage and let me treat you like trash. Listen to me, Daddy. You're going to keep going to work. You're going to give me all of your money. You're going to pay for my dates and keep buying the skimpy little outfits that I wear to the club every night. And while random guys are using my wet little cunt in a filthy bathroom, you'll be at home, in your cage, doing my laundry and cleaning my toilet. Think about it, Daddy. All those guys can come in me whenever they want, while you never get to come. Ever. It's okay, Daddy. You can leave me if you want to, but you'll never see this pussy ever again. Do you understand? I'll just find some other loser to rinse. And besides, you never know. Maybe in a couple of months, if you've been a really, really good daddy, I'll let you out of your cage, and I'll let you jerk yourself off into a garbage can. Because that's all your pathetic seed is to me. Garbage. Then, I'll lock you up again, and you'll be lucky if I don't throw the fucking key to your worthless cock into the dumpster, along with your cum. So, what do you have to say now, Daddy? Are you gonna man up and leave me? Or are you gonna take your beating like a good little daddy? By the way, I want a new car. I want it to be red, and I want it to be hotter and faster than the last one. Cause I'm gonna let my boyfriends drive me around in it while I give them sloppy roadhead with my wet little mouth. Got it? Now, don't you ever, ever ask me to let you out of your cage again. Do you understand, you fucking loser? Uh-oh. Company has arrived. It's showtime.
Hey. Yeah, he really hurt my feelings. He said so many mean things to me. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm a little bit scared, but I'm okay. I'm fine. He's just so awful. Yeah. Come with me. He's right in here.